guess what? It's time again for the May Wild West Show, the podcast where we tell the hedonistic adventures of myself, my husband, Mr. West, and my friends in the modern American Wild West. Yeah, the Rocky Mountain region, where it's usually so damn cold that we've got nothing better to do than fuck from October until March. This is the show where we tell the stories of our sometimes reckless, usually sexy, probably awkward, and always thrilling lives. My name is May Wild West, and I'm a trophy wife, an embarrassing mom, the loudest person pretty much anywhere I go, and a member of a super secret naughty club. Yep, my husband and I swing, sometimes hot wife, but mostly just enjoy spending time with our friends and having kinky sex. My entire life, I've tended to get myself into some amazing adventures and sticky situations, partially because of my curiosity that gets me in trouble, and partially because my motto is, I'll try anything once for science. But remember, if you're going to follow the scientific method, you got to try it at least three times. The stories we share will be spicy, sexy, and completely inappropriate for kids. Think sex, drugs, rock and roll, and a load of laundry. As always, this podcast is intended for entertainment purposes only and should not be considered professional or even good advice. Now, let's full send into today's episode. Guess what I did? I read some really trashy novels. Well, not even novels, just little bitty short stories. While I was waiting around for Mr. West while he was working on a truck with his buddy, and I found one that I want to get Mr. West's opinion on. So, Mr. West is with me today, and we're going to talk about some trashy stories to start with. How are you,
trashy
Mr. West?
Stories. Pretty good. I think that's how my life is categorized sometimes, is just a trashy story.
Trashy story. Well, you know, there's different kinds of trashy stories, so.
Very true.
I mean, there's like, you know, the mommy porn, where it's just, you know, like the bodice rippers. And then there's like the full on, like he put his here and she put hers there and insert tab A into slot B.
Right,
detail.
Right.
The biggest one that's huge right now is reverse harem. That's what it's called. Where it's
reverse
a chick
harem
with like four dudes.
Okay.
Which I'm down for. Like I'm into it. Except for this is like a relationship with four dudes.
Could be a
like,
good time. Oh, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know about four husbands. That seems like a lot of people telling me what to do.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm not. So, I mean, like, don't get me wrong. Like, I read some of those, and there's some ones with like bikers and some like, you know, real rough guys, and they, you know, rip the clothes off the women, and it's a good time. So there's those. But then there are these short stories, and you can get them on Amazon Kindle, but you can get all this stuff on Amazon Kindle for, like, if you pay the monthly subscription, you can download as many of the dumb things as you can read, which
that's good, because we'd go broke.
Right. Yeah. So, anyway, I was doing research for the podcast, for real. Like, I was doing research about hot wives. And I found that one of the things that Amazon Kindle has is about 750,000 stories, these little short mini novels that have to do with hot wives or anything else semi-erotic and extremely erotic.
Interesting.
And these are all self-published books, or at least a good portion of them are self-published. So they're not like editor went through them, so you're gonna have mistakes, like typos, and they're not necessarily like the deepest plot or the most intelligent written, or sometimes they're just trash. And I mean, like, trash in a fun kind of way, trash in like, I'm gonna get hate for this, but trash in like leopard print kind of way.
That's funny.
Yeah, not to hate on leopard print, because I love leopard print, but a little on the trashy side sometimes.
That's
so
funny.
The other day, actually, it was this specific story that I'm going to read you a little bit from, was actually, I would say, a month ago, while you were working on a semi with one of your buddies, and I was sitting in the truck because it was cold, and had nothing better to do, so I was reading several trashy stories. And this one is a series of four books, and I love series. Like I don't know why, but if I can find a book and there's like 17 of them that are about the same character, even if it's not as good of a book, I'm like I'm down for 17 of them.
That's awesome.
I don't know why. Like quantity over quality when it comes to this shit. I don't know. But this one's got
Right.
four so far already in the series, and I think they're writing more maybe with,
Ooh, lucky
but
you.
okay, so here's the deal. This husband and wife, he's a cook, he's a waitress, and his uncle decides he's going to retire and give them his truck stop, which has a restaurant and like a quick lube place in it and hotel
Nice.
rooms. So he's going to give it to him because he doesn't have anybody else to give it to. And so the wife runs around in shorty shorts and crop tops all the time. And the husband's seemingly okay with this, but that's as far as it's gone so far, before they move to the truck stop. Well, the uncle is handsy with the wife, not that it's his niece, but and like the son or the nephew is like, well, he did give us a truck stop. So
That's questionable, but okay.
then she's running around in these clothes, and the truckers all start finding out that she's gonna like runs around in these clothes and like lets you peek up her shirt. And
Look at her hoo-ha.
she finds one truck driver, the first one who spread the word of her underboobs and her well, let's see, her exhibitionist ways, and he
There you
spread the
go.
word. But because she appreciated him, she decided she'd give that old truck driver a blowjob.
Well, that was nice of her.
And it just gets like more and more as he goes along. So finally, to the point where, because their mechanic, other employee who runs the quick lube place, has been working so many hours in everything because everything is going so well because every truck driver in that part of the world wants to see her boobs, they decide
I can
that.
understand that. I mean, that's a reasonable thing to drive a little ways out of the way for.
Yeah, they decide that he gets to have sex with her once during his shift. And I forgot to tell
Well,
you, the
that's a
hotel
hell of a
rooms,
shift bonus.
right? The hotel rooms, the first hotel room has a two-way mirror in it.
Oh, God.
Right? Creepy as fuck. But it does. So, this is where we're at in the story. Bloody wife, which, I mean, God bless her, because everybody's happy with it and they're making a pile of money.
Right? Hey,
I
as long
mean,
as everybody's consensual and
you go,
everybody's
girl.
happy, you go.
And she is definitely an exhibitionist because she is getting her rocks off on everybody checking out her under boobs, which makes me giggle. I mean, personally, I think actually under boob is hotter than top cleavage, but that's just me.
Right.
So,
Underboob is underrated.
I agree. I'm going to read you a chapter from the
All
book,
right.
okay? Actually, it's from the fourth book. Yes, I read all four of them. And in this chapter, the husband Noah is talking. Okay?
Okay.
It was another very busy and successful day at our new truck stop. We signed up three big rig fuel accounts and filled the restaurant for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The motel was booked out for the next 3 weeks solid, and there weren't many vacancies beyond that. Oh, I forgot. When they show up late at night to check into their hotel rooms, she answers it in like a sheer negligee or like
That's,
lingerie. That's how she
you
checks people
can't
in.
ask for better service, I don't think.
Especially not if you're a truck driver.
Right.
Like you are. That's epic. The truckers paid up front deposits to get the same rooms regularly. Aria had been showing her tits all day. The top she had on was new and shorter than her old ones. And that's every chapter. The new shirt is always shorter. Like, I can't believe she's got anything more than a collar.
That's awesome.
She was still wearing it whilst being mauled in the bed and on the bed in room one by our driveway service employee, Gail. He'd clocked on for his overnight shift. Aria had taken him by the hand and led him into the motel room, excited to have sex with him again. I was watching through the two-way mirror with my heart aching in my throat and my cock confusingly solid in my hand. Gail stopped kissing Aria's mouth and pushed up her top to suck on her bare tits instead. She was busy pushing down her denim shorts. She kicked off her hiking boots, which were apparently quite comfy to walk around in all day, and then looked so fucking cute with the shorts and her tits poking out the bottom of her crop top. She got them off and kicked off her shorts and tangled little panties, spread her legs, and offered this other man her married cunt. "Go on, man, get into her again," I growled under my breath. "Fucking nail her and pump her full of spunk." My wife moaned and writhed up on the bed, rubbing her cunt against the guy's boner still covered by his jocks. They sound so much more awkward when you read them out loud than in your head, I swear to God.
Probably, but it, you know.
He pushed them down and freed his pole. Aria wiggled into the head, no, onto the head, and sunk down on it, taking the full length of the guy as he surged and speared her. He lay down on top of her and grabbed one of her arse cheeks, spreading her open and thrusting in and out. He stretched her cuntless until they obviously became slick enough to pull out without gripping his shaft. They knew I was watching. They had positioned themselves at an angle for my viewing pleasure. I watched this other man take my wife in the most intimate way possible. I stared intently at his veiny meat surging in and out, the bulbous head of his cock probably nudging her cervix. His balls slapped her arse and swung heavily, full of the seed he was about to pump into her womb. "Fuck yeah, take her," I growled as I squeezed and rubbed my cock through my pants. In this moment, I wanted it so bad. I wanted to see my wife's cunt lips wrapped around this guy's shaft, sucking on it as he shot his load. He slowed his thrust and measured all in one the way back. Oh, measured one all the way back until the head of his cock started to appear. Then he inserted halfway back in and held there while his shaft visibly flexed and throbbed. They both looked at the mirror as if they could see me. The guy pulled all the way out, and his cock continued throbbing as Arya scooted down and took it into her mouth. She now had her legs over the side of the bed and spread wide open. I had a full view of her fuck tunnel and saw the wad of cum inside her before her cunt puckered closed. An ooze of semen came out of her, and it dangled and dripped, landing on her inner calf and ankle. Her cunt was a reddened slit of exposed inner labia filled with cream. The guy who had deposited his load in her was holding her head up and fucking her hand and mouth. His head flew back, and he let out a howl. His eyes were shut tight, and his face screwed up, his cock filling Arya's mouth. Half the shaft was exposed and throbbed powerfully again. I couldn't contain myself and barged into the room, dragged our employee off my wife, and slammed my cock into her gooey cunt. I pounded into her half a dozen times before she wiggled and made me come out and then guided me again. "Ah," she cried out. "Yeah, fuck yeah, take it, baby," I snarled and emptied my balls in her arse. Gail was out the door without a word. I tried to kiss my wife, but she turned her head away and pushed me off and onto my back. She lifted her butt off the bed with her feet planted and her legs spread, and she frigged herself into an orgasm. She cried out, and her slender body convulsed. Her tits wobbled out the bottom of her crop top, and her cunt puckered and drew taboo sperm into her womb, I imagined. I was down again now, though, and the thought was negative. Arya rode out her orgasm with her butt off the bed and her sweaty torsos quaking. She slumped exhausted and reached for me. She looked at me and bit her smile. Her eyes were alit. "Do you like that again, husband?" I gulped and lied, nodding stiffly. I was fucked if I knew what to think or feel. This was a fucking roller coaster, and I was at the bottom with my gut clenching and my heart in my throat right now. "Yeah, baby, you were amazing," I managed to get out with a forced smile. Okay, so there's your little short chapter. What do you think?
Probably normal feeling that way in that situation. It's hot. I mean, like, you know, I mean, I don't think I want to do it, but it's hot. You know, I mean, I think you probably go to jail nowadays for those kind of things.
Oh, for running a truck stop with your boobs? Well, I mean, I think
Yeah.
you'd probably
Well, I
have
mean,
to
you
like make it
could
over
to a point,
18.
but I mean, if you were sleeping with them and stuff, I mean, like, I guess as long as no money exchanged hands, but I mean, like, it'd be, I don't know, that'd be good. That thing would just be too much. But
Okay, from a safety standpoint, the whole like meeting him, like answering the door and you're not negligee to truck drivers in the middle of the night, and that, like from a
especially with the
safety
fucking weirdos
standpoint,
out there nowadays.
the whole thing is insanity. But it's
I
sort of
mean, the
like I was
thought of it's
talking
kind of
about in the
hot.
episode with the dirty, like extra dirty fantasies, you know, like if you can role play it so that you can do it in a way that doesn't get you kidnapped and sold into sex slavery, then, or, you know, with some sort of STD that isn't cured by penicillin,
Right.
then you need to mitigate some of those risks.
Facts. I've made it to 43 without one of those STDs. So I think I'm just going to go ahead and roll on down the line
I
with
mean,
that record.
41 without and with some real questionable choices in life. So there's that. Just saying. So,
But
okay.
yeah, no, I mean, like I said, it's definitely, I mean, like it's hot from the whole perspective of it. Yeah, I mean, like the thought of it, it's definitely hot.
Okay, so what part is it that you're like, yeah, that part doesn't, like, that's not for me?
Probably the whole watching through the mirror and the just, I don't think I'm into that, but maybe, hell, I don't know. You never know until you try something sometimes, but
Seeing like I mean like I kind of think the whole watching
kind
through
of
the mirror
interesting.
and then like him getting so turned on he couldn't like handle it anymore and like
Right.
barged in, that part was hot.
Right. That's what
And
I
like
kind of thought
I kind of
too.
think the two-way mirror thing and like the creeper husband sitting in the corner jerking off thing is kind of hot. And I'm not gonna lie, I have like a fantasy of being like the creeper wife, like flicking her bean in the corner while my husband's fucking some chick. Like I like that kind of like turns me on too. I mean,
There
hell,
you
I'm kind of lazy. I don't mind, sitting back and watching one every once in a while.
go. Works for me, I guess.
But
I could
I'm
probably get
kind
down
of
with that.
fascinated by the whole, because I've read this in like I think three of these little short stories or something about the husband where he's like in the moment he is so turned on by it and like does has no like doesn't get how this is all happening. And how he's turned on by it. But then, like, afterwards, it's like, oh, God. Did
Right. No,
I?
I totally see that. I mean, like, 'cause it's like, I mean, it's probably how any, I guess, person feels when they enter the lifestyle for a little bit. They're not sure how to feel about that because you're like, well, fuck, that was hot, but I shouldn't feel like that was hot. That should be bad. We've been told that's bad. I mean, our whole lives, everybody's told us these things are bad. You're not supposed to do them. You're not supposed to think about them. So I kind of get it. I mean, it just, I mean, it kind of comes down to, is the juice worth the squeeze? And you gotta break those feelings down a little bit. And are those real feelings? And you don't, it's like, that's not okay, because that's kind of going back to that last episode where you've got to, you've got to determine whether those feelings are fleeting or real.
Well, yeah, my new fascination is, and I'm trying to find more people to be on the podcast, but finding people who are in different aspects of, like, say, the lifestyle, and I want to know, for lack of a better way to put it, what's in it for you? Because if you think about it, we all risk quite a bit doing this. I mean, if people find out,
Right. I mean,
some
like, there's
places
some
not
risk
such
to
a
it to
big
a
deal,
point.
but we risk quite a bit doing this. So, like, what is in it for us? Like, what is the juice that's worth the squeeze? And I'm curious, especially from people who aren't from, like, I guess from here or who are part of a different kink than, say, we are, like, what makes you do it? So that's my new fascination.
Pretty much, I guess, just being horny. That's what leads me to doing
Orgasms, and I like
it.
being the center
Yeah.
of attention.
And I enjoy that, so I mean it works.
I like being the center of attention sometimes. Not like I like being the center of attention when everybody's giving me orgasms. I don't like being the center of attention when somebody gives me a microphone.
Right.
Yeah, that's I don't like that one.
Give her a dick,
So
not a microphone.
yeah, dicks better. I'm way better with dicks than microphones. Way less likely to embarrass myself or somebody else.
Maybe.
Not for real. Let's just face facts. So this made me think because like the chick in the story is
back to back banging several dudes around there. By the time the fourth one gets over with, she's given the uncle blowjobs, and the first truck driver who started the or you know started the big craze, she's banging him on the regular, and she's banging the assistant or the employee. And the husband does put his foot down and says she can't fuck the uncle. She can only give him blowjobs.
That's awful. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
Yeah.
okay, yeah, it's a trash story. It is. But it kind of made me think about gangbangs. I mean, I guess
Right.
close, right? And we've talked about having one, and we even tried to schedule one a couple of times. Some dude said that he was like he that's what he did was like set up gangbangs.
He was the gangbang promoter, and I think it really just he was just looking to get a just be I think I don't know, man. Dude just gave me
Didn't
the
even really
weird
ask
vibe
for
that,
pictures or anything. It was really
right?
weird, but anyway,
Seemed
and
like you were gonna
then
get sold into sex slavery.
there was a chance. And then we tried to set one up ourselves. We were in Denver and we had a hotel room. And of course, we were last minute planning, trying to make something happen. And there was no way.
Well, because we
But,
do everything last minute and don't plan shit.
right. So, one of the things that was unique is that we were both doing some, like, because we were really trying to figure out something to do,
Right.
partially. We were both doing a lot of looking, individually and like showing back and forth what we saw, and which is a lot of the times, especially when we're doing this last minute, is half the fun.
Right.
But this specific time, most of the time, I do most of the looking, I do most of the initial contact, the screening, the and then find people who I think that Mr. West and I will get along with.
Right. And we do it that way mostly because I guess I look at it is that she's the one fucking him, not me. I mean, like it's I guess maybe people think that's odd. I mean, like obviously I'm involved in it, but it's I mean like at the end of the day, I mean, she's got to be the one that wants them fucking her. I mean,
Well,
yes,
and
I
with
have a say in it, obviously, but it's not, I guess I just always kind of feel that that's odd that for me, anyways, I always felt it was odd that I was picking out guys for her to fuck every once in a while, run across somebody like, hey, this guy seems like he's pretty cool. We should, maybe message him or whatever. But for the most part, I kind of, leave that to her, but and I think that helps her also with fulfilling her fantasies of the attention, the attention fantasies and being wanted makes everybody feel good and
and I
seeing
do.
you feel good, that's part of the fun. So it's all ties in.
And I do. I do like to. I mean, the whole thing's kind of fun. Especially when you find somebody who is entertaining to talk to, and you don't have to
Right.
like carry the conversation, and you can
Right.
actually like make a plan to actually have sex. So there's that.
Right.
But this time around, we ended up doing which what amounted to basically back-to-back dick appointments.
Right. Yep.
And I
Pretty much what it
think
was.
there was four guys.
I
Four.
mean, like, there were several that said they were going to show up that never did.
Yeah, that's true.
Which
So,
I think is normal from talking to other people.
right? Yeah. So, but the thing was different is that because there was this like the guys were coming and then we'd have sex, and because there was more, Mr. West was doing like fielding text messages and was messaging more guys and trying to, and so like he took a really active role, and he doesn't do that real often, but I kind of think it's like it's kind of fun and it's kind of hot just to see what somebody else would pick. And I'm just gonna say you didn't pick bad.
Well, I'm gonna try not to.
The first guy, I guess I call him Mr. Sewing Machine because dude fucked like I'm a sewing machine.
He
And
was
it was
rocking.
like, yeah, well, I mean, okay, the difference between like thuddy and like sharp
Yeah.
and really fast and like really precise, if you can fuck precisely.
Fuck with
Which
precision.
I was a little concerned when he showed up because I was like, he's not really my type, you know, like looks wise, he was kind of shorter, smaller build. So I was a little concerned, but dude got the job done. And like I said, fucked like a sewing machine. And I had plenty of stamina. Like I was kind of like,
Right.
all right. And then pretty sure the next guy was the pro,
Right. I
wasn't
believe it
it?
was.
And I was like, that I said that was the first black guy that I had ever had sex with. So that was
That was a good
unique.
time.
It was.
Right.
And then I think Mr. Smash came, or was that a different time?
I don't remember who
I don't
came next,
remember.
to be honest.
It was this has been a minute ago, but I guess, like I said, the biggest thing that I found that I thought was like the hottest about the whole thing was the fact that you kind of took control. And you know, not that I want you to do it all the time,
No, it was fun though.
but it was a good time. And I said it was a good time, and it was something that was new, fun, and exciting, and different. And I liked looking at or seeing the kind of guys that you would pick out for me, because they weren't always necessarily the guys that I would have picked out, but
They
I
were
can't say I didn't
successful.
have a good time.
Right? It was a good time. We had fun that night.
So, what did you like about that one?
Part of picking it out, picking the guys out was fun. I mean, like I said, it's just different. It's not a normal role that I generally take there. So, and I mean, it just comes back to, I just like to give, I like to see you having orgasms. I mean, like, that's what gets me off. And so having the ability to, I guess, basically give that to you by finding these guys and doing that is, kind of like a present. Here you go. Sing down.
Speaking of presents, you know what's coming up
Right?
in like a month and it's 7 days.
Right?
Happy birthday, bitch!
You could get me a
Right.
gangbang for my birthday.
Maybe. Maybe you
That's
could
what you
find a
could do.
gangbang for your birthday.
Just
That can be
remember that
fun
one girl
for
said
sure.
she had to invite 40 guys to get 12. I'm not
Right.
saying I want
Well, you
12
want
guys.
12. Jesus God, maybe not the
Tw
first
12
time.
guys seems excessive, but I'm just saying if you're getting like,
Yeah, one about every four,
that's
about
what it is, one in every 4
25% of
guys,
what
you're
you're
getting like a
inviting
quarter
show
of
up.
them.
So, which is probably tracks with the number of people that you have that are no-shows versus that show.
Yeah. But yeah, no, that's what you give me for my birthday.
There you go.
Right? So, I don't know. I think that that was a good time, and I think that I enjoy the like like that thing with the guy who fucks like a sewing machine. It's kind of interesting, like not everybody is the best at sex, but even if you
Everybody
aren't
has
the
a different
best at
style,
sex,
too.
everybody has something, I guess, that they do that's different or unique. Or and you can always be like, that was, I mean, not different, like in a bad way, like, oh, that was different. But no, like it's like that's you, that's I haven't tried
Well,
that
isn't that what
before.
this is all about? You're just trying different flavors and trying different things because, well, what else do you do?
Right. Well, like we were talking last time when I was like, well, you could just, I guess, have sex, like regular sex, but that sounds kind of boring.
Right? That's no fun. That's not what we came here for.
Now, the last guy that we had had trouble keeping it hard.
And I find that that's a thing in this game with guys. They
It's all in their head.
have nerves, or it gets in their head. I've had it happen a couple of times, and it's like it sucks.
Yeah, and I
But
mean, like, it doesn't, I mean, okay. There is a point where if you're a woman and you're like giving a guy a blowjob and it's not happening, like if you just be like, dude, it's okay, it's not happening, like because you know, like as the
After a
woman, you
while, you
don't feel
just got
like
to
you want to
start
give
feeling a
up.
failure, right?
Yeah, like you just are like, well, I guess my blowjob
Is it
sucked
me?
tonight, right? Which at the end of the day, I know it's not. I honestly know that it's not in my head, because it's that, you know, you have people watching you and you're expected to perform, and you know, a
A
lot of
lot of
people
guys lie about their credentials and, you know, their
how much
experience and
experience. This is why I don't like virgins. I don't want to do virgins. I don't want to have virgin sex. Which sounds terrible, but you know, you shouldn't start off with porn star sex as your first
as your
sex,
first time, no.
because it just ruins regular sex. And regular sex is
I can't
important.
see like I can't see how that would be, you know, like super beneficial in life to have your first experiences start out like that, and then like where do you go from there? I mean.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I think that's probably a kind of a yeah, I don't that's why I don't do that. I don't like virgin. We have some plans, which I thought would be kind of fun to tell everybody about our possible plans we have coming up. So we'll have some new stories. We haven't been able to get out and go play for a minute, so I'm kind of excited.
Right, that should be a good time.
So possibly, I think I've got Mr. Coffee convinced that he should call into work dead tomorrow and come hang out with us. I gave him promises of shower blowjobs and dirty sex. We're gonna see if he promised, so he better not break his promise, Mr. Coffee, to come and play hooky with us tomorrow. Kind of excited. And then this coming weekend, we're going to meet up with Mr. Irish and possibly go to the strip club and possibly with another couple. And I'm trying to hit up a friend of mine to come with us too. And I think he has some ex.
It might be fun,
I'm kind of excited. That one I'm
right? So am
excited
I.
for. I like that stuff. That's good stuff.
It's a
And
lot of
then
fun.
the weekend after, we are going to possibly meet up with a new friend, and I haven't come up with a nickname for him yet. I thought about calling him Mr. Shania because he sent me that Snapchat. I was laughing because he was singing along with the radio to
Shania
yeah. What's that
I feel like
song?
a woman.
Yep. So I thought about it, but I don't know. So anyway, and we haven't met up with him yet, so that should be a good time to see what happens. So,
Mr. Twain.
Mr. Twain, that's what I'm gonna do. That's what I'm gonna call. I'm gonna text him, tell him that's what I'm gonna call him on my podcast, Mr. Twain. So the other thing I came up with is that we are going to do a part of a podcast, and I'm going to call it Dear May Wild West, kind of like Dear Abby, except for it's more of like a ask me anything. And as long as it's not something that's going to, you know, tell everybody who I am, or I don't know, something like super illegal, like
Right,
murder, then.
confessing to a crime or something,
Yeah,
and I'm not
confessing
gonna
to
fucking do
crimes.
that. I ain't no fucking snitch.
So, if you have any questions that you want me to answer or you want Mr. West to answer, if you message those to me, if you do message them to me on any of the social media apps, start your message out with, or Dear May Wild West, or Dear May. That way I'll know that to pick your message out if I've got a whole bunch of messages that are guys going, hey. So if
Right.
you decide to message me, say, Dear May, and you can ask me anything you want to. I have a question, though, this time around. I picked one that I think will be fun to answer for both of us.
I'm scared.
Weirdest sexual experience?
I gotta say, probably the weirdest is the one where I think I may have fucked a tranny. I don't know.
That, I mean, qualifies. Yeah, possibly. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was fucking, might have been my, that might be weird.
I mean, you know, out of the normal person's experiences, that would probably be out of, you know, not within the average
Bounds of
experience.
acceptability.
Well, I don't know about acceptable. That's like whatever, but definitely out of the realm of what most people experience in their life, which is what normal is.
Well, I mean, the whole problem there is that when you start out the whole when you start out the whole thing with is I think I may have, you
Yeah.
know, that's where the problem is.
Yeah. I
But
mean, you know,
whatever,
like,
it's still weird. Either way you look at it, it's still a weird experience.
yeah. I think the weirdest experience I ever had was the first time I had anal. I was in college.
I could see that.
First of all,
I
you didn't
didn't want to
take.
go. I didn't think we were going back that far, but I could tell you a weird one.
Okay, you can tell me a weird one after
After
that,
the
but
after this one.
yeah. So I was dating a guy who was older, I don't know, 7, 8 years older than me in college for like 5 minutes we dated. But anyway, he drove a Frito-Lay truck. Random. Why I would remember
Right.
that about him. But okay, so he talks me into doing anal, right? And it's not like you're lucky you talked me into doing it again. I mean, I'm just gonna give put this tip out there. There should not be anything, any such thing as surprise butt sex, and there should never be anything as your first anal without a shit ton of lube and like foreplay,
Foreplay.
anal foreplay. So, anyway, we're in bed. I'm laying on my stomach, and he's like laying on top of me on my back, and like, starts to try and like put it in, right? And I'm like, you know, and like I'm trying to like be a trooper here, right?
Right.
And then he says, "Who's your daddy?"
Oh yeah, I remember the story now. Oh my God.
And okay,
We're not gonna
I
tell you the
pop
name,
out
but
with my father's actual name, like first,
because
last name, the whole thing. Like if it was like Bob Wild West,
Daniels.
right? And which ruined the moment. But oh my God, first of all, you're that much older than me, and then I'm a college, I like I'm in college. And then you're gonna go with who trying to have anal sex and who's your daddy?
That would have been weird
I
for me.
and I
I'd have
just
probably, like,
okay,
if it
I've
had been
come
like, who's
around
your
to it.
mommy? I'd have been like, oh, fuck, I think I may have lost it.
I mean, I've come
Shit.
around to it. It doesn't like weird me out anymore, but for years it like that's how I would answer that question. If anybody said that to me is who's your daddy? I'd be like, just like say my dad's name. Which weirds everybody out, but I like if you're gonna ask me a weird
Don't weird
question,
me out. I
then
don't give a shit.
I know that's yeah. That's because you're not we I just can't weird you out. It just doesn't happen.
I'm not normal.
Okay, so what's your other weird story?
My sister's roommate
Oh yeah.
when I moved out of my parents' house when I was 15, my sister's roommate, like I mean, like, okay, my sister's like 8 years older than me, so this bitch has got to be at least like 23, 24, at least, I'm thinking, in that neighborhood. You know, I'm 15. So my girlfriend at the time, who I convinced to move into my sister's house, I mean, like, just epic wreck after wreck in this whole story if you think about it. But end result is, like, I don't even know how the fuck. I think we were drunk maybe or something, like we were gonna have sex, and we ended up, like, somehow she ended up like catching us, but then she was like, oh no, you guys go ahead and go on, go ahead. And then she started like giving you coaching, you know, tips and advice, and so that was fucking just, I mean, I managed to
Weird.
fucking fit, you know, I managed to get off and finish, don't get me wrong, but
You don't want
was
advice from your
fucking
sister,
weird,
huh?
man. Not
Yeah,
my
that's.
sister's friend, bro.
Oh, your
It was my
sister's
sister's friend.
friend.
Not my sister, my sister's friend.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes
No,
it
not my
less
fucking
creepy.
sister. Yeah, that was like my sister would have been like not good at all. No, it was my sister. Jesus Christ. No, my sister's
Right?
friend. So yeah, I mean, like, it was weird, getting fucking tips in the middle of it. But hey, they came to, kind of work out later in life, some of them.
Hey, you know, there are some things in life that every man, boy, well, they need to be over 18. Let's just go that way. But that needs to know, like, use lube and file your fingernails and, buff down the calluses.
Right?
Those
Right?
are just things that everybody needs to know. Somebody has to tell you.
I mean, like, take and run your fingers over your finger. If they catch, if they snag, if they feel a little bit rough, it's probably gonna feel like fucking sandpaper to her.
Right? And guys don't know the difference. A lot of guys do not know the difference between slippery lube wet and just, hey, it's damp down there.
I have trouble telling still sometimes,
Which is
but
why
I
I just
try
say
very
always use
difficult
lube.
to.
Just always use it. And
Right.
okay,
You can never go wrong.
you don't want to be the person who says, like, when you get to my age, but like as you do get older, like using
Probably
lube
becomes
is
more
more
necessary.
important. And if you're young and you're partying too much, you're dehydrated, so using lube is important.
I would say that a lot of bad sexual experiences revolve around lack of lube.
I would agree. I think that most of my bad sexual experiences have a lot to do with no lube. Like the weird who's your daddy anal sex thing.
No lube anal sex story. Perfect.
Oh God, what is with that? That's a bad idea. And okay, and just for the record, spitting on it doesn't count.
I
But let's just normalize spitting on it is not enough lube for anal sex. Safe anal sex.
girls are into it.
I get that, but I also safety.
I think maybe like one out of every 6 million, but
And
some
there's no
are.
such thing as surprise butt sex. So
Unless you're in prison, then it's definitely not good there either.
yeah, no, surprise butt sex should not be a thing ever. So I guess if you have any questions you want to ask Mr. West or myself, send them to us on my Instagram or my Twitter X or Reddit or FetLife, or heck, there's even an email address listed down there below. If you go to the website, other places you can get a hold of me. I'm very easy to get a hold of. The question is whether or not I respond. And that's all about how clever you are and
I was gonna
how.
say it's got to be how interesting it is. Hey is not
Right?
interesting. Hey
Hey is
does
not
not
an.
make it doesn't elicit the reaction of let's click on that message. I want to see what's in that message. That's fucking there's got to be something deep inside there.
Right? Seriously, though, like I just had that guy who messaged me, and he's a UPS driver. Actually, he's like a UPS manager, I guess. But anyway, he's like, I'll drive to your house and deliver a package. I'm like, I'm kind of
See?
interested.
Right, now that's intriguing. That's interesting.
Right?
You've
Like, that's
piqued
a.
my curiosity. Let's see where this goes.
Yeah. So, that's what I want you guys to do is go ahead and send me your questions. I think it'll be fun. And I mean, like, I'm pretty sure that there's not much you guys are going to ask me that I won't give some sort of an answer to. All right. Well, thank you very much, Mr. West, for helping me to record this episode about trashy stories. And I
I
appreciate it
like
a
my women
lot.
a little on the trashy side. What can I say?
You do like your trashy women. And I am just a little bit trashy, which is where the leopard print part comes in. And the Batman mask.
I
I do want to remind everybody to subscribe and check out my social media for more fun and stories and polls. I have a Instagram page at May Wild West. I have a Facebook page that is May Wild West. And I have Reddit that is at May Wild West. And that's MayWildWest. Also, I have a website, and that link will be in my podcast description. And don't forget that the May Wild West Show is available on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And I would really appreciate you going over and checking out my social media pages, and even putting a review on one of my podcasts would be fantastic. So if you had a good time with me today, and I am always a good time, please make sure you've subscribed so you don't miss out on a single riveting story, amazing episode, heart-rending confession, or just something dirty and funny. Also, don't forget to share my podcast with your other inappropriate friends. You would be my hero, and I love hearing your feedback, so feel free to message me on any of my social media. Thanks, and I'll talk to you guys later.